Okay, so I'm here today with Anita Sarkissian, and you work at Plasmionic.
Plasmionic.
Okay, great. Thank you for helping me with that. And so what is your role here?
So I basically, Plasmionic was founded by my father, Andranik Sarkissian. I'm basically working here as in charge of our project management and our quality.
Okay.
So my background is in industrial engineering.
Right. Okay.
And so I've been working after my degree. I worked in regulated industries in medical devices, pharmaceuticals.
Interesting.
The food industry, and so I have quite an extensive background in quality. I think quality
okay.
initiatives and so forth.
Yes.
Which is what I'm putting in place at Plasmionic.
Okay.
Our quality management system and so forth.
Right.
As well as I have a PMP, so most of my career I've been a project manager, and so I'm...
Oh, okay, what does that mean? Can you just say what that acronym is exactly?
PMP, Project Management Professional.
Professional, right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what does Plasmionic do?
Plasmionic.
Plasmionic. Ah, I need help again. Thank you. Yeah, what just, you know, roughly what kind of products or what does the company sell or do?
We design and manufacture systems for plasma technologies and surface engineering, deposition systems, ion beam systems and so forth.
Okay, cool. And that's, you're here on the very close to Montreal. I think it's called Rive-Sud.
Yeah, South Shore.
South Shore, cool. Okay. And I'm curious about what was your educational background like in terms of the engineering degree you have?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did you go to school? And
so I went to school in Concordia University mm-hmm. in industrial engineering.
Yes.
Mostly studied process improvement, continuous improvement. And I started my career in continuous improvement. So
okay.
I was working in a medical device company, basically putting in place like lean manufacturing
right.
practices and things like that.
Okay, interesting. And then... and so now you're here, and how long have you been here?
Just about a year now.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So, right on. Interesting. Yeah. And how do you like it? I mean, is it... and also, are there... For what you said, so for lean manufacturing, is that might be kind of intended for something where maybe hundreds of units are made, where maybe here there might be maybe at time tens of units or maybe more... Like, and again, it's similar to D-PACE that I've been involved with, mm-hmm. like the volume run for our companies... might not be, it's not hundreds usually, right?
It's not mass manufacturing,
right.
of course, but I
yeah.
think there's best practices that
right.
you can take from what you've learned and still apply it almost anywhere in terms of standardizing
true.
Your operations,
yes.
Improving your margins and so forth. And in lean manufacturing, there's also a big foundation of quality, right? So
right.
to reduce waste and improve your quality.
Quality, yeah, good point. Yeah, and these industries are very precision type
mm-hmm.
of industries too,
mm-hmm.
right? They're kind of expecting that, right?
Yes,
like high quality, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then is there any area of the industry that this firm feels is the future growth area or is becoming interesting right now that's different than any other? Is there like an aspect of your lines of business that look more interesting or more promising? I don't know, plasma processing or plasma etching maybe or something in the semicon side or something else?
I think plasma technology is booming in general as
okay.
a cleaner technology than what's been used.
What's the alternative? What's the thing it might be replacing where it's cleaner? Like, you mean like chemical etching? Like,
exactly.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
It's chemical etching, I mean, you know, we talked before about diamonds too, right?
Right.
Lab-grown diamonds versus, you know, blood diamonds
right okay I see right
that are exactly of the same quality but one is more ethical
right interesting yeah
I mean plasma technology can be used in a wide variety of different industries but I think overall it's people are becoming more and more familiar with it and more familiar of its benefits
right okay interesting and yeah so my last question is there anything from your childhood that you can see in yourself now or your career now? Like, is there an anecdote or a thought you can think of? And I don't know if you were elementary school age or junior high or a little kid. Is there something about your behavior or who you were that you still see in yourself now and that somehow is part of you as you're doing your job right now?
That's an interesting question. I mean, like I said, my father founded the company and my father was a big inspiration for me. So, okay. You know, being a child and, you know, going to his lab and seeing, you know, the things he does. And
how old were you maybe when you would go? Would you be doing that when you were seven? Or?
Yeah, very young. And seeing what he was doing, I found it so impressive. And, you know, I'd go and brag to my friends about how cool my dad was, you know. And so just being able to work alongside him now is really fulfilling.
It's Yeah. That's really neat. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.